New data shows Seattle police issued more than 80 tickets for public consumption of marijuana in the first half of this year, most of them to low-income people. The small set of numbers raises a question for one city council member. If a homeless person can't smoke publicly, where could he smoke legally? KPLU's Kyle Stokes reports.
Nearly half of the public pot consumption tickets Seattle police wrote from January through June of this year went to people listing legal addresses linked to services for the homeless, for mental health, or for low-income housing.
Which is probably a bureaucratic way of saying they're probably homeless people.
That city council member Nick Licata, he says that means these $27 fines are going to marijuana users who would be doing nothing illegal if they simply weren't smoking outside. To Licata, it's just like alcohol use.
If you don't drink at your home, we don't want them drinking in public, so there are certain places people go to drink alcohol. Is that something we should look at regarding marijuana?
He doesn't have a specific solution in mind, but the new data suggests to Licata there's a problem worth addressing here, especially since a disproportionate share of the tickets went to one racial group, African Americans. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.